It is 7:45 on a beautiful, fresh Saturday morning in CCO land when we invite Ted Farrell from Haskell's Inn for another wine chat. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you on this fine day?
I am fantastic. Let's not exaggerate. But I'm doing pretty well, and it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great week, too. Looks like we're finally going to get some real spring weather, and looking forward to grilling and all that good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, what can we talk about today?
Well, you know, it is funny because I think we had a fake spring, and then we had a couple faux winters, second winter, third winter. Now I think you're right. I think we're on the final approach, and there's always certain signs of springtime. And whether it is people seeing their very first robin, as I was outside walking my dog this morning, you saw the waterfowl coming in, the flocks of geese are coming back. You know, and I think, even about 4 or 5 days ago, they officially said that the ice went out on Lake Minnetonka. So signs of spring. There's signs of hope is coming. And one of the greatest signs of springtime is the annual Haskell's Spring Sale.
Uh-huh.
Talk about something. There's hope out there, Denny. There's no more snow. There's all kinds of things that, you know, you want to do. You want to get out there. You know, it's been a long winter. You need to stock up your cellar. And it's the Haskell's Spring Sale. And, you know, we started that almost 45 years ago here in the state of Minnesota to kind of, again, celebrate things. We were celebrating our, at the time, 45th anniversary, and we thought, what better thing to do than do a nice spring wine sale? And it grew and it grew and it grew, and it became actually at one point the largest wine sale in the country. We highlighted that a few of there, and a few of our competitors thought we were being a little braggadocious, and they even kind of chased after us with a little legality, where I was sorting through some of our papers the other day, and I found letters from the Ernest Gallo, Julio Gallo, a few of the other big players, the vice chairman of Diageo, which makes Smirnoff and Captain Morgan and all that type of stuff, writing letters saying, well, if there isn't a sale bigger than the Haskell Spring Sale, we don't know of it and we haven't heard of it, because it was just incredible, a true phenomenon where people got so excited. Again, maybe it was the fact that, again, winter is over and you needed to stock up your cellar to get certain things built up. But I think the bigger hook was we always went out and searched and found great deals for the customers at Haskell's. You know, the internet's kind of changed a little bit of that, so people do a lot of online buying and doing all that. So it isn't the juggernaut that it once was, but it's still a force to be reckoned with, without a doubt. And this is something, and I'm kind of so excited about it. This is a project that I've been working on literally since January, as far as dealing with different suppliers, dealing with different wholesalers, getting all these values straight, getting everything kind of ready and raring for people to come on into Haskell's and purchase some stuff. And, you know, the great thing about it is there is something for everybody in this sale. You name your, you know, obviously pick your poison and we got it. There's all kinds of values. There's all kinds of fun things for somebody to stock up on, and a range of things. You know, today between 1 and 4, we have our grand tasting. And the great thing about that is it's, you know, now the old adage, you can try before you buy. So in all 10 stores all throughout the metro area, you can swing on in, you can taste wines, and just not simple wines. There'll be a little bit of everything to choose from for those customers who just want to try something. You know, it's something to do. It's a lovely day. Get outside, go down to a Haskell's, open up some of those bottles and try it. And then we're talking a range of wines where, you know, we've dealt with some people. There's a little travail these days. You know, we had all the tariffs, shock and awe that just happened in the last couple of days. And we've secured some great values, without a doubt. And again, ranging from, we talked about it a couple of sessions ago, the Liz Bonita, which is a lovely little Portuguese wine. But that's only a final said and done on a BOGO, $10 a bottle. Such a value, really wonderful wine, all kinds of different grape varietals blended in there. But it really jumps up. You know, you just don't have to pick something like an inexpensive wine. We found it's called Victor Berrand Chateauneuf-du-Pape. Now, Chateauneuf-du-Pape is that wonderful area in the south of France. It's right there in the Rhone Valley. It's kind of in the center of the Rhone, a little bit north center. It has the great old heritage of, at one point, there was a schism in the Catholic Church. They elected their first French pope. He decided to move shop up to Avignon, and then living in Avignon, you know, you always need a summer residence. And so they would then, the popes had a little summer place in this little village, which is Chateauneuf-du-Pape, the new house of the pope. But, you know, Chateauneuf-du-Pape, a Grenache, a little Syrah, some Mourvèdre blended in there. And those wines have really gotten a lot of public praise these days. Really fascinating set of wines that people really, truly love. And, you know, their prices are skyrocketing. At one point, a lot of Chateauneuf-du-Pape were in the 20-25 region. But now they've kind of gone up. You see a lot of the Chateauneuf-du-Pape, whether it's a new Siglio or a Vieux Donjon, in like the $100 range, $70 range. Well, we've secured this Victor Bertrand where I believe it's $40 for your first one, second one free. So you're, you know, looking at a $20 Chateauneuf-du-Pape, which is a really great value. And those are hearty wines, very full wines, because of that Grenache and Mourvèdre that's blended in there. It really suits the American palate, but truly, truly a great steal as far as, you know, something to stock up on, a really true pleasure. But we've talked about other wines like that. But even things like an old California wine like Geyser Peak, that's been a brand that's been around for years and years. Most people know it. They've seen it. And on that, we have the range of Cab, Chardonnay, Merlot, et cetera, on the sale. For first one is $20, second one absolutely free, so at $10 value, which is just fantastic as far as, you know, again, you're stocking up your cellars, you're getting things ready, you know, it is springtime, you do some spring cleaning, get down into your cellar, move things around, find certain things, figure out where you might have a hole or two to fill in those wines, and then come on down to a Haskell's and grab that stuff. And again, it ranges from all types of things. One of my favorite Proseccos is obviously the Casa Forelli Prosecco. I'm a little biased on that one, truth in lending on that one. It's a joint venture with our friends, the Girelli family and the Farrell family. But again, that is a Prosecco that is a buy one for 20, second one free. And then, you know, for the collectors out there that maybe looked through our little pamphlet and didn't see what's interesting, you know, nothing really jumped out at them. We're kind of doing a sale inside of a sale during this period of time. So starting on the 16th of this month, and we'll talk about it later on, but during the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, you can take 16% off any wine that isn't on the sale. You can take 16%, and then the next day take 17%. Next day, take a nice little progressive sale during this sale time where there are those collectors out there that have been eyeing those certain bottles of wine that never go on sale. They're, you know, whether they're hesitant, whether it's a nice old vintage port, you know, a 2007 Dow's port that they've been keeping their eyes on. Those days during this sale is kind of a special time because, you know, there isn't the sale tag on there, but they can sneak in, grab those particular wines, and, you know, stock up on them, and especially because it's such a great deal. So it's on the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. You can take that 10 or 16% off at the day of the, or that time of the day, the 16th, 17th, 18th, or the 19th off of those wines that are not on sale. So it's a great opportunity for those wine lovers because, you know, we're trying to get everybody, get a little wine in everybody's hand. Again, we're seeing, I look out, oh, God, I should be on your garden show, Denny, for the next hour or two to figure out what I should be doing with my yard because it's just a disaster. But, you know, because you couldn't get out there. You know, it's been snow and then rain and snow and rain and all that type of stuff. But everybody, you know, you can stop into a Haskell's, avoid all that yard work, and come into Haskell's and stock up your cellar, get things taken care of. And, again, there's so many different things. And, you know, and not just wine. We have all kinds of liquors on sale as well. One of my favorite bourbons is called Jeffers Creek, and it's a fantastic bourbon. I believe it's aged about 4 some years. Wonderful split, you know, that corn mash, all that. Here's a little interesting hook. Because of our relationships throughout all the liquor world, that wine is made at the Buffalo Trace Distillery. Now, Buffalo Trace has become one of the most sought-after bourbons. They also make a Blanton's bourbon. Again, the culty bourbons that guys are, you know, love to collect. This is the same, a little bit different mash than, say, Buffalo Trace. Isn't aged quite as long, but it's a $20 bourbon that is just a great bourbon to, again, fill up your cellar where, you know, you might have those trophy bourbons on your wall where everyone's so excited to you show off to your friends. Oh, I have a Blanton's, I have a Buffalo Trace, I have an Eagle River. But then you need something to drink because, you know, all those expensive ones are more of a trophy case kind of thing, where Jeffers Creek is so approachable, so delicious. So, you know, it isn't just the wine lovers. We have hundreds of beers on sale. It's just a great time. Very excited to do that. You know, again, you know, it's warming up, Denny. You can kind of feel it. The sun's out right now. There's not a cloud in the sky. Things are doing great, and, you know, the Haskell's wine sale is going on with all kinds of fun things that you can take care of, stock up your cellar, get things ready, and you name it. Depending on the region, we have things from, you know, whether it is New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs or those Chateauneuf du Pape, Italian wines, all kinds of great values across the board. So really, you know, whatever you're looking for and whatever you're needing, we definitely have to take care of it. It runs through the whole month of April, a wonderful time to stock up. And again, we're not maybe that one time the largest wine sale in the entire country, but we do, it's not too shabby. We move some product and get people excited about the wine. And, you know, again, fill up those cellars, get things going. So many great deals. You know, there's a Siduri Pinot Noir, and Siduri is one of those cult classic Pinot Noirs that people used to chase around or get on the mailing list. And right now we have that on a BOGO as well. It's just a great value at $29.99, second one free. So $15 for a Siduri Pinot Noir. That's just fantastic, full and rich wine. It's a great opportunity, Denny, and I tell everybody, you know, get in that car and head down to a Haskell's, especially 1 to 4 today, because the grand tasting's going on, so you can try before you buy.
No, I was going to say that. That's pretty exciting for those folks maybe who joined us late, and you're going to be tasting at all the Haskell's locations. Speaking of which, tell us where we can find them.
Well, you're right. The spring sale goes on through this whole month, but today, between 1 and 4 p.m., we have our grand tasting, so you can stop in and try before you buy all kinds of different wines. Each store is catering to what their local people like, the neighborhood likes, and there's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends. There's a Haskell's in Minnetonka, right across from the Ridgedale Shopping Center. We have a Haskell's in Highland Village. We also have a Haskell's down in Bloomington at Bowman's Plaza. If you're in downtown Excelsior, stop by that Haskell's right on Water Street. We also have a Haskell's in White Bear Lake, Stillwater. There's a Haskell's down south. If you're headed down south, right off of 35 in Faribault. And if you're headed up north, you can swing by our Plymouth store right off of 494 or swing by the Grand, our huge super cellar in Maple Grove. And if you can't do any of that, sit down 24/7 whenever you feel like it. Go to Haskell's.com. There's all kinds of values. You can load up your shopping cart, take care of that, and get ready for spring.
Absolutely. Pretty exciting time. Ted, thanks so much. Let's join forces next week.
I look forward to that, Denny.
Have a good week. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.